You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com three times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
I want to show you this young dude getting kicked out of this classroom at the University of Virginia for doing a Nazi salute, for yelling slurs at the people in the room, reportedly, and being all around a POS. Now, this is insane because it wasn't security guards that ran him out. It wasn't even the teacher. But as I play the clip, you'll see that the entire crowd of students walks out and is like, dude, why the hell are you doing this? Even the caption says, psychology 210, don't play. These psychology students do not play around. And honestly, it's something that we all need to see right now at a time when it seems like our society is regressing as a whole towards worse values than we once thought we had. It's nice to see that the moral compass is still there, where everyone teams up and is like, this Nazi dude needs to get the hell out of here. So I'm going to walk you through everything from beginning to finish, just to lay the groundwork. A young man barged into a 400-person human sexuality lecture at the University of Washington. The man, who was arrested by university police, was standing and shouting at the front of the room when a few students leapt from their seats and ran towards him. He was yelling slurs, doing Nazi salutes. You don't get to see much of that, but you get to see what happens afterwards, and I'm going to let it play for you.
What the fuck? Dude, get out. Get the fuck out. Get out.
Just wait for it. Okay, it continues to go. Oh, they actually do get him on the ground.
Are you fucking serious?
What did you expect?
Hey!
Do you really
know
what you're doing?
What you gonna do now,
really?
Bro?
Really?
Really? Really? And you guys pepper spray me?
What happened to calling the whole class retarded?
I like how this guy is now the victim. He's like, now you're pepper spraying me.
Damn. What happens?
I told you guys where the party is.
Post game interview. How are we feeling?
This kid thought there were going to be no consequences to his actions whatsoever. Then it made it to the news. Listen.
This video is wild. You're watching a mob of students form on the UW campus chasing someone accused of making a Nazi salute. And it's got the University of Washington investigating. Check out the swarm from a different angle. After seeing these viral videos on social, I turned to the university to verify and to get more information. Here's what I learned. It all went down on Wednesday. UW claims some guy barges into a lecture hall, makes the Nazi salute, and then hurls insults at the instructor and students. The instructor and then several of those students followed them out of the classroom. Eventually, UW police intervened. They take him into custody. You can see him getting cuffed here. They say this guy is not a UW student and he'll be banned from campus. Criminal charges are pending and he's going to be referred to the King County Prosecutor's Office.
He's not even a student. What is this dude doing? What in the hell? Let me show you his angle. So he was recording his own angle, it seems. And he was like, the entire class followed me out. Then he kept agitating until he got his ass beat. Let me show you this final angle. And I just want to point out, number one, I'm glad to see that this dirtbag did get, you know, chased down. He got consequences. Obviously, he shouldn't be like killed or anything, but getting arrested is definitely proportional to what he did there. Also, the last video I made on this channel was about the radicalization of a 17-year-old dude, and he killed two 17-year-old girls. You should go watch it. It's genuinely an important story, and it touches on some broader topics. But this also touches that same topic. Like, it's parallel when you have a young dude going into class and then doing this.
That authority V1 me. That authority V1 me, bro. Yo, that authority V1 me. Yeah. What? You keep teaching this degenerate nonsense? You keep teaching these kids degenerate nonsense? What?
If you come for the queen, you better be ready for the queen's army to be following.
Teaching these kids degenerate nonsense? What? Yeah, degenerate nonsense.
Okay, this has got to be another Charlie Kirk supporter. I made a video earlier about that 17-year-old who killed two people, but this dude is also running into a classroom and saying, why are you teaching that degenerate nonsense? This man thought that he could go in and say, quote-unquote, Hail Hitler, do a Sieg Heil, and say that you're teaching degenerate nonsense without any consequences to his actions. You know, I'm glad this teacher tracked this guy down after, followed him out, brought the pack of students, and I'm glad the pack of students, you know, taught this guy a lesson. Because number one, Nazism shouldn't be allowed, obviously. But number two, the disrespect towards academia or any sort of intellectualism throughout the Trump era has been insane. Even arts, I mean, even beyond the Kennedy Center and other artistic libraries being stripped, we have institutions full of academia, we have libraries, we have other places with all of their knowledge being pulled off the shelf, both figuratively and literally. We have the defunding of scientific organizations that will set back research for decades. And a lot of it builds off of each other. It's iterative. So the research done in the 60s and 70s led to breakthroughs in the 90s. That's how science works. But now there is a massive stop there. There's a massive gap in what we can actually research. And this dude thinks that's a good thing. This dude would rather terrorize a classroom than maybe learn anything himself. So I find this disgusting. We're going to push back and build for a better future where young dudes like this don't feel lost, where young people actually have a vision. I know the viewers of this channel are quite diverse, both in age and in lived experience, and that's why I love this community. You guys are the absolute best, and what we're building towards is hopefully a future where shitty people aren't rising to the top like Donald Trump, and empathetic leaders are the ones who are taking power. We will continue to relentlessly work there. In some news, I have an interview with Hillary Clinton coming out on this channel in like an hour or two. So please make sure you have post notifications on. Make sure you like that and share it around. And then a crazy debate called Bar Fight coming out in just the next few days. It's called Bar Fight with Michael Knowles, where we are in a bar in Nashville and we debated the crowd. It'll be fun. Don't miss it. Turn on post notifications. Love you all. Peace out.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to spinquest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.